Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Catino and Nahal Horn, where we are tackling mommy stress one wellness practice at a time. This is a podcast for mothers seeking to rebrand ourselves while incorporating our gifts and talents in our new professional identities. We provide listeners with wellness and coping strategies as we navigate our daily lives. Together, we will elevate with a holistic, healing, and empowering approach to catching our bliss. Today, we are discussing a very important topic that we often don't talk about, right? And we don't really get to explore that often. So I'm really excited, and I'm sure so many people can relate to this, but maybe we don't realize that it's even a thing. So let's talk about healing our friendship wounds. Now let that sink in. Healing our friendship wounds, the breakups we've experienced. I'm going to share out my experiences that I've had personally with friendship, with breaking up with some of my amazing friends that I've had along my journey. And Hall will also share out her experiences with her breakup. So let's talk about it. So Nahal, how are you feeling today? First of all, I want to know where you are, how you're feeling, and all of
that. I am feeling great. Thank you for asking. Well, I'm feeling great knowing that we're going to get to explore a topic that's been close to my heart. And I've talked with several other friends who've also shared experiences about, you know, breaking up with friends and the friendship wound. And yeah, especially right now, we have all been in the pandemic for more than a year now. And we've really had time to reflect about who really is our friend, who we want to spend more time with. And especially as the weather gets warmer, like, what is our friendship circle going to look like? Right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah. So that's really been on my mind. So I'm excited just to, I want to hear your experiences. I know we talked before we started recording a little bit, and, you know, friendships are, you know, really the better, deeper, more honest, authentic relationships we have, the better quality life we have. I truly believe that. Absolutely. They've done so many studies on people who live long, and it's because they have great relationships, and that keeps your soul at peace and it keeps your heart strong to be able to share and connect without fear of like abandonment or, you know, misunderstandings. So I really want to hear your story that you went through with a friend recently. So
yeah, so
tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a few examples, and I'm picking these three relationships because they're kind of different in terms of how it ended and how the relationship even formed. So I'm going to talk about a friendship that I had in my 20s. And while I was in college, we didn't go to school together. But however, we maintained a very strong bond. She went to a different college. I went to a different college. And we were, I'm telling you, inseparable, like always together. We had a lot in common. We went out. We had a good time. I knew her family. She knew my family. We were very close. And at the time, I was kind of going through a hard breakup. You know, I was young. I had, you know, my first boyfriend. We had children. And it was just like one of those relationships that you couldn't just walk away from, you know. And we had kids together too. So it was just like I was trying to figure out, okay, I'm in school, I have this family, and I'm really considering breaking up with this guy that I pretty much, he was like my universe at that time, because at that age, that's how we look at things, right? So, and she was like, I noticed little things that she would do, and it was just like, And I was just like, okay, maybe she cares a lot about me. You know, she's very concerned and concerned about my well-being, and she loves me a lot. So that's nice, you know. She would basically like be upset at me if I were to spend time with the guy because she didn't agree. She didn't think we should have been together. So it became a point where I would like sneak around behind her back to be with this guy. It was like if I saw the guy, I felt shame for telling her because I knew she would be upset at me.
And
Like,
this is the guy you had children with?
yes, this is the man that I had children with, right? So I, you know, and it was just like at first it was kind of endearing because you're like, okay, I have a friend who really is looking out for me. Like she would be there for me. Like all I had to do was give her a call and she was, you know, but I noticed that and that happened. I was like, okay, this relationship was a little controlling, but I didn't know. I didn't really know what a friendship like entailed, really. I just knew that I felt great around her and we were close, like we were familiar, we did everything together, and it was safe for me to be with her, right? So, and then time went on, and you know, needless to say, I did break up with the guy. We were no longer together, and I started dating, and she, you know, she introduced me to a guy. And it was cool, you know, we went on dates and stuff like that. And it wasn't like a connection where I was like, oh my God, I want this guy to be my boyfriend. But she introduced me to him and we, you know, hung out and stuff. And then months later, I was in my dorm room and we were like hanging out and stuff. And she said to me, you know, the guy that I introduced you to, I've been seeing him also for whatever duration of time. I cannot remember that because, like, I think I completely blanked out. I was like, wait a minute, what are you saying to me right now? So basically, she introduces me to this guy. She knows we're seeing each other, but then behind my back, she proceeds to see him also.
What?
So because whatever it is that they had didn't work out, therefore she told me about it and she was very sorry. She apologized, but I was like beside myself because I could not believe the audacity of this kind of behavior. I just didn't understand it, and I was just like, wow. So that relationship had to end. Like, there was no way that I could have stayed in a friendship like that where there was no trust, no integrity, like nothing. That was like probably the worst thing that anyone has ever done to me.
Oh
I
my
would say
goodness.
hands down that I'm aware of. That really
Oh
hurt
my
me because it just it said
gosh.
so much where like, you know, it kind of like ruin my trust in women.
Betrayal.
Yeah, for a long time I was just like, wow, are women like not to be trusted and what is going on? But I really had to work on that, like work on myself with that because that's not true. Women are trustworthy and I've had great friendships so that was one
Sounds like
breakup.
immaturity.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were young and so I've learned to forgive that part of it because I'm like, we were very young. And it sounds like a lot of insecurity too. And I
Of
had to
course, of
find
course.
compassion in that also and say, you know what? She was probably very insecure. Whatever it is that she had to prove to herself, that was a situation where she thought was the time to do that. Right. So that was that relationship that ended. And then another relationship fallout that I had was fairly kind of recently, was well into my adulthood. So this one is a little sensitive for me because I'm still trying to process it and understand it. Is a friend that I had since I was 7 years old. Like we were in elementary school together. And we were close. We just, you know, bonded instantly. And you know, I met her in Boston, Massachusetts. And, you know, I moved away and life went on. But I ended up coming back to Boston and got a job at Channel 7, WHTH in Boston. And one day I walked in, you know, my first day of work, and I was so pleasantly surprised to see my friend there.
A oh my full goodness.
Grown adult, you know, we're like in our twenties, wow. late twenties. And she looked at me, she said, "Oh my God, Lucy, it's you." And so she recognized mm-hmm. me right away. And it was just like the most amazing feeling, because I'm like, oh my goodness, my friend that I've been friends mm-hmm. with since I was little. So we remained friends, you know, like I moved around, had more children. Like she was always like the friend that like I would just full of wisdom. Like she was always so caring and we were so close. Like I would literally tell her everything. And then she, you know, I went to her wedding when she got married. And, you know, I was going through her whole, her journey with her when she moved to LA. But then something happened a few years ago. I happened to be visiting LA. This is before I moved out here, and she was living here, and we were supposed to connect and get together, but it didn't happen because my schedule was pretty packed and hers as well, and it didn't happen. So that was the last our correspondence via text was trying to get together, and we didn't. And so a couple of weeks after, I texted her to see how she was doing. You know, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry we didn't get to connect while I was out in LA. And so I did not hear anything back from her. I was like, oh, okay, maybe she didn't get my text or whatever. Anything could have happened. And then I started getting worried. I'm like, that is so not like her to not respond back to me. So I text her again. I think maybe days later or something, I never heard back from her. And then I started noticing, and I was like checking my social media. I'm like, let me see, you know, because I was curious. I was like, is she still following me? So then I learned that she unfollowed me on all my social media outlets. And I was like, well, this is weird. This is clearly her saying to me, I don't want you to contact me. So that was devastating, and it still is, because till this day, I will never understand what happened. Like, there was never an explanation of maybe something I said or have done. So it's something maybe I'll never know. And I've been trying to, like...
Did you email her or
I try never, sending in a... I never tried again. You know, after I realized that she had unfollowed me, I was just like, well, that just clearly tells me that she wants no contact with me, you know? So it's still very, very strange. And I send her love, loving energy, peace. And, you know, I hope she's doing well. I hope she's safe wherever she is. And I still have a lot of love for her because she has been very instrumental, a very instrumental person in my life. She has been through I've experienced a lot of different things with her in my journey, and she's been there for me as a friend. So she's always been a great friend, and I want to remember her like that, you know?
Right.
And I'm really intentional about saying, you know what? She was a great friend, and the friendship ended, and I release it in love and with love. I wish her nothing but the best, you know. But I do have to be honest with myself and say it hurts. It hurts when that happens. And
it's like a breakup.
It's like a breakup, and it made me sad, and I acknowledge those feelings. So that was that story. So that's my second breakup. And then
I was going to say, well, I hope, like, if there's anyone listening, or if they have anything to say, you know, like, a similar topic, or if they've had similar experiences, I hope that there is some closure down the line. And, you know, who knows? It could have been she had her own life, like a baby or, a, you know, when people have kids or when they move on in their lives, sometimes it's hard to bring everybody from our past with us.
That's
Some
right.
people just can't cope.
That's right. That's right. And that's definitely something that I've considered as well. So it's definitely all love, all love. But
Of
and
course.
give yourself the space and the time to heal, to grieve. It's like a
Yeah.
grieving process, you know. It hurts. It does, and we have to acknowledge that. It's not just something, oh, that was just a friend. Oh, whatever. Because it's not
No.
whatever. It is painful. This is a
Of
person
course.
that you would call and text all the time and get together
Oh my
with, and you
goodness.
know they're
Yeah.
a very like a huge part of your life. So it's definitely important to acknowledge
Absolutely. Yes.
that.
I can say I've had the similar thing happen. I don't know if it was me or her that just stopped contacting, but I had a high school friend. We were friends in our all through our 20s, and it wasn't until after I turned 30, I think. I'm not sure how it happened. Maybe she's unfollowed me, and then I saw that I unfollowed her. I'm not sure exactly how it played out, but we don't talk anymore. And there's really nothing but love. Like, I have no bad feelings. We had so many good times, but I really don't know what happened. I don't know if it was whose end it was on, but I guess the relationship served its purpose. The last time I was with her, she was able to meet her partner, who she's still with today. And if that's the purpose I served in her life, then that's fine. I'm happy she's still with him and they're happy. But
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. I love
Yeah.
that so much because that's all you can do is, send because you still care about her deep down inside. Obviously, she was a part of your life and she was an important part of your life. So you always send them love and that's it. And you hope that
Yeah.
they feel it. They always feel it. So
You're right.
yes.
It's
Yes.
beautiful. It's a great way to put it.
And lastly, I wanted to share out a breakup that's very near and dear, and it's still a huge struggle in my life till this day. And I don't know, trying to like make sense of it. And so it's a breakup with my sister, which was not, she's not just a sister. She was always my friend, my younger, and she's younger than I. I feel like I, a lot of part of me has been her big sister, her confidant, her, the person you do everything with, and she has been a huge part of my life. I mean, I know that there are a lot of choices that I've made that she has not been, keen on or happy with and stuff like that. And I do understand and respect that very much. But it's the way our friendship kind of ended so abruptly and brutally, if you will. And it still bothers me because I don't fully understand the extent of the reasoning why. But we don't really talk. We're not really on good talking terms. We are cordial, obviously she's my sister and we'll always be a part of each other's lives, but it always feels very empty because I know there's something missing, but I can't quite pinpoint it and understand why. So that relationship breakup is probably one of my most painful one and one that I'm still kind of like processing
Oh
and
my
dealing with.
gosh.
So yeah, so
Oh.
like I know that a lot of people are struggling with that. You have siblings that you don't necessarily
Yes,
get along
estranged.
with, estranged, that you have there are differences or differences in opinions, lifestyles, whatever the case may be. I just hope that we all find some sort of like resolution and closure around it because it really hurts.
Yes, of course. I mean, especially with your sister, that's like your blood, and That's not just a friend. I hope within time that you guys will be able to heal that rift, and when the time is right, talk about it. A lot of times there's timings and seasons in people's lives where they're not able to even process why they're pushing people away. And then it's
Absolutely.
not until months, years later that you feel safe enough to, talk to whoever you have a rift with and sort it out.
Exactly.
Especially family. I feel like family, sometimes estrangement can come in waves. So I'm hoping that you do get that healing that you so need, because I can imagine how painful that bond, for that bond to be broken is. And I say that because I have a similar story with my brother, who is also, we don't talk anymore. And it's really sad, because you would like to have a relationship with someone that you were raised, who shares the same parents as you do, or at least
Absolutely.
the same mother. So, yeah. And I've talked to so many people who've had similar experiences where they are no longer in contact with a sibling of theirs, which I'm not sure what is the reason for that, but a lot of times you're right, it's personality differences, it's people's perceptions are different, people's holding resentment, envy, just negative, holding on to negative emotions that just keep building and building and building until they're just not able to communicate anymore. It's like an
Absolutely.
allergy,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You don't get allergy symptoms until your body has had so much or so high of a level of allergens that it starts to react.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
yeah.
And there it is.
Wow.
These
Thank
are,
you for,
yeah.
I'm sorry you've had to go through these, especially the most recent ones, but I know in time you will, when you're ready and your body's completely processed the emotions, you'll find a shed or a light of healing, because that's really painful, especially when there's no explanation
Yeah.
or there's no closure, because that's like, not getting the answers that would help you grow. And a lot of times I feel like if we were just strong enough to tell the people that we no longer feel are right for our lives, or vice versa, if we were just strong enough to tell them the reasons why, we would help them and we would help ourselves in so many ways. I have a story of just that example of, I guess the word breakup. We weren't very close friends. This girl, she was a little bit younger than me, and she was a friend of a friend who would invite me to go out with them occasionally. So the last time we hung out, it was a very uncomfortable night out, and they were both very intoxicated, and I basically was left abandoned at this place and had to go home, find a way home myself. Of course,
Wow.
yeah, this was a time of Uber, so I was able to Uber myself home, but it still made me realize I was not intoxicated, so I was able to see a clear situation. And even if I was, I would have been able to say, wow, this is not a friend. This is not someone that I would want to, first of all, who takes my real friend away from me in a situation where I was left vulnerable.
Wow.
And then she asked me to, if I wanted to have coffee with her or hang out with her. And at first I thought, you know what, I should just text her how I'm feeling. But then I thought, you know what, she was at least 7 or 8 years younger than me. I thought maybe this is a good way to tell her, hey, what I'm really feeling and thinking. So I did. I met her for coffee, and she was like, well, I hope, I'm so sorry about the other night. I hope we can hang out again. And I told her, I don't think we're going in the same path. I think that was a really awful thing to do to anybody. So I don't feel safe hanging out with you. I don't feel like it's your situation is where I want to, the kind of life that she was living didn't align with how I wanted to live. I didn't want to be out partying or drinking. I was just moving in a different direction where I wanted to just be around just healthier options and safer people, or at least people who weren't going to just abandon anyone, like, me or somebody else. So I just told her we were in different directions and that I wished her the best. And but I don't think I could see myself, you know, spending time with her moving forward. And it was difficult for me to say that, but once I said that, I was able to feel like a sense of relief. And I think on her end, she also, I'm hoping, was able to see that, you know, there's no excuse for bad behavior when you're with friends, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and to hopefully grow from that. You know, she was in her 20s at the time, which is no excuse, but still,
yeah,
to let her know that, you know, you can lose friends that way or lose potential future friends by, just putting yourself in situations like that.
That's
but
beautiful.
Anyways, I was able to move on, and I still wish her the best, but I just knew that wasn't someone that I wanted to spend time with.
Absolutely. Again. No, I love that. I love that you were self-aware enough, and you know, it's almost like exercising self-love, you know,
mm-hmm. looking up boundaries. For
you. Boundaries, and definitely boundaries, right? So, and that's another thing too. If it comes down to that, and we have to do that, we should be able to do that. And I think you took a very loving and very mature approach to how you told her. And like you said, hopefully this will serve as a lesson to her moving forward mm-hmm. in her growth and in her evolution. But that's, we can only hope that is what ends up happening, but in the person's own time, because we're all on our journeys, our different journeys, and you know, things happen at different timing. So, but that's a really beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing, and I applaud it. And I definitely I'm in agreement with what how you took a stand and approached the situation.
Well, of course, this is years after going through so many friendships and like learning and being older. I think being older and then just knowing yourself better.
Yes, absolutely.
So
what you're going for and what you're not going to go for, it does take time. It really, really does. But that's beautiful. Wow, this has been amazing. Very transparent, very vulnerable, and I hope it allows the space for our beautiful women listening, or our beautiful men listening also, to examine this topic, to think about, you know, some of the experiences that they've had. And also, we would love to hear about your experiences, whether you want to be anonymous or let us know who you are. We would love to hear what your experiences have been around healing your friendship wounds and dealing with your breakups, because they're still valid. You know, romantic relationships aren't the only breakups that feel painful. So we do welcome your feedback and sharing out your experiences. Please do find us on Instagram, where we're very active on. You can message me. You're welcome to at luce.inspiration. Please do share out your stories. And another cool feature on here as well, you can leave us a voice memo, and we'll be able to hear it, and we can even add it to our future episodes. And I just think it's a healthy way to keep this conversation going.
Yes.
Very, very healthy Thank way. You. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me sharing too. I don't think I've really talked about that.
Well, how does it feel? How does it feel? Let's talk about how it feels to let
very,
it out.
Very vulnerable, mm-hmm. very like transparent, and very almost like it brings those memories back.
It does. And then it helps us to re-examine, you know, what happened, kind of like what went wrong, if you will, or just, you know, making us better in relationships moving forward, because we only can grow from our experiences.
Absolutely. That's so true.
So this has been amazing. And thank you for sharing your heart and your story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amazing. I love this so much. I feel so much lighter. Right. So thank you.
Yeah.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for spending the time with us. We appreciate all of you guys. I have been seeing I've been kind of going through the algorithm and seeing where everyone's listening from, and it just warms my heart so much because we are international. Like, this is amazing. We have people listening from everywhere, and I'm actually recording this podcast with my co-host, and she's in Puerto Rico. So you know how we are staying connected. We're staying connected, and let's continue to do so. I'm sending you all so much love for your day and your month and beyond. Peace and blessings.